Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I am here at the Turquoise Desk overlooking Boca Ciega Bay on a dark and clear night. Not cloudy, dark and clear. And I am joined by my friend Heather.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, where it is freezing rain out, and it is a dark and stormy night.
Okay, well, we're 51 degrees here. It's a little chilly, but it is pretty. And you can see the planets in the heavens, which is very cool.
Mm.
And we do not believe Mark is going to be joining us because he is celebrating Valentine's Day. And off we go. So we're going to talk, and maybe he will, I don't know. He said maybe missing, so maybe he got a better offer. At any rate, it's a busy week in the heavens. Not that we're not perfect Valentine's, Heather, but, you know, I feel a little bit like, yeah, come on, like, what, he doesn't like us, you know, dumping us on Valentine's Day? It's kind of like breaking up with your girlfriend on Valentine's Day. You ruin it for them forever, you know.
Yeah, I know. But happy Valentine's Day to all our people out there. I see Valentine's as the Aquarian holiday where you give gifts, you give out those Valentines to all the kids in your class when you were a kid, and this is all the people in our audience today. So big heart
right.
to every one of you.
Big heart to everybody. And tell the story of Aquarian Valentine's business. I always love that story when you tell it.
Which one, dear?
The one you do about Valentine's Day being the, you know, the Aquarian holiday and what that
I think it is the Aquarian holiday. It is not about personal love. It's not about romantic love. It may be about the theory of love, the loving of love, but it's not. And the trouble is that people then hold themselves to that romantic ideal, and they judge themselves like, does my love life live up to my goal, my dream? And usually it doesn't. So instead
right.
of using this as a holiday, or they want to see, love has to come in this form. I need this much chocolate or jewelry or, you know, whatever. Instead of, can you just use it as a chance to practice love? Not what judge whether or not you have been loved, but to practice love, to practice compassion, the Aquarian ideal, the loving everybody in your class as a kid, giving out all those little Valentines. And the chance, I mean, my favorite Valentine ever was the year there was awful war in Bosnia, and we did a big fundraiser for the Bosnian rape victims and had all women performers, and we had every people in the town in Santa Fe poured in, and we were packed to the rafters, and it was just full of love. We sent a lot of love over, and it was to do something that is communal, collective, and compassionate. Is a wonderful thing to do on Valentine's.
On Valentine's Day, yeah. And then we have Pallas Athena this week going into Aries, which she is going to be in for, I think, until end of April. But she loves being in Aries. Her archetype, of course, is a warrior goddess. As she heads into Aries, is like, woohoo, I'm in charge, I'm large and found and proud, and she ruled Athens. Was sprung from Zeus's head or Jupiter's head. I never remember which one. But anyway, she popped out, and she said, I'm here to tell you how to handle things and do it in a good way. So we have a lot of Athena energy. We also have Mercury switching into Aquarius, which makes him very, very smart. Now, he's still in his retrograde shadow, so we're still having our ghosts pop in and say, hi, I'm your ghost. But we're also really getting to understand the energy. And we have a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And the full moon has
a finger
of God that involves Pallas Athena and Mercury in Aquarius. So it's like a really juicy week, like pointing, faded, oh, my God, this is a big deal. So it's kind of an interesting energy for this week that we're working with. So I'm kind of personally looking forward to it. And I remember this is the new moon. The full moon this week is the new moon that we had in August of 2020. When I had COVID, that's when I came down with it. But it also will bring us back to that time, and then it will bring us back to Taurus time of last year, which is April, May, end of May, actually more May time next last year, and now we're at the full moon. So think back on what you were doing then, and the degree of the full moon is 27 of Leo and Aquarius. So, Heather, what are you? How are you telling people to deal with this big old finger of God with Aries in its talking to Athena and Aquarius talking to Mercury?
Yeah, like, well, you got to watch those, you know, watch your defenses. You know, Athena left fully armed out of her father's forehead because Zeus had swallowed her mother. It can be a little bit feisty. And that, I think, echoes the fact that we have Venus and Mars conjunct in Capricorn. And I know some Vedic astrologers refer to this as the planetary war when those two run together for this length of time. Like, who's going to win, Venus or Mars?
Right.
And Mars is stronger at the moment in its own sign of, or not in the sign of its exaltation in Capricorn. But it says we put action into our feelings, action into what we're passionate about, which is great if you want to plan a painting, but scares me a little bit about the passion for, oh, say, taking over a country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching the, you know, and because, again, you know, our emotions on a small scale and a large scale, kind of interesting how they parallel. But, you know, one of the old ways of finding out how a country, where the problem was going to be for a country was to look at the astrocartography or the lines of where the head of the country, you know, where their danger lines fell across the world. And if you look at Joe Biden's astrocartography chart, he has Mars on the descendant going right through Moscow. And that's which was, it's right through Moscow, and his Mars is at 12 degrees of Scorpio. His Mars is about to be opposed by Uranus as and that Mars line that goes through the, so you would say that his, you know, and it's in his 12th house natally, so his secret enemies in Moscow are acting erratic and unpredictable at the moment. Now, his, Joe Biden, you know, it's pretty amazing that he's president at all. This is, astrologically, he should have retired 2 years ago when his progressed moon went into Pisces. But he didn't. He kind of felt like, if I don't show up, no one's going to do this, and Trump will be president again. So he did his due duty, but this is not his necessarily feeling. But his progressed moon goes into Aries in 4 months. So I'm just really kind of praying for peace all around, and that, you know, America works through its issues this week, and Russia calms down.
Right.
So but I want everybody to kind of like send love to the Ukraine, send love in the form of to the heart of everybody, that they find some love in their heart over there. Not I love what you're doing, but find your love and be it
right.
to mm-hmm. anybody mm-hmm. in that part of the world.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, and I guess there was, you know, they told them to move out of Kiev to some other city. So, you know, we're moving the embassy, which is never a good sign.
Not a good sign. I mean, I think we can see that everybody's pulling their people out in case there is a war, but they're not, that's as intense as they're getting. Now, Mercury just went into Aquarius today, and that is one of the, I'm finding such a relief after that third pass of Mercury over Pluto. I know about 5 clients who are sitting at their bedside of a dying parent after this last 2 months of Mercury and Venus going back and forth over Pluto.
Right.
So Mercury's just pulling away. It's just in an Aquarius. There may be looking forward instead of looking back for the first time in a couple of months here. Though Venus and Mars still have to go over Pluto coming up.
Yeah. Which is good. So that gives us a whole new story in terms of how we're going to work with the stuff. But it also gives us we have to really kind of be very conscious about what our choices are here, and more importantly, why that's our choice, because the energy is so wild. And I know for me, you know, living here, you know, it's just driving on the road, people are just out of control. And I'm like a very cautious driver because I haven't really driven much, you know, in the last 50 years. But I, you know, I just see a truck coming and I'm like, all right, let me just be really careful because whatever is going on, there's like a level of aggression on the road too. So I think that's part of it also. Yeah. So, and I think when we're looking at figuring out how we're going to work with this energy, you know, being aware of what the underlying story is. The other thing that's going to happen is we're going to have the sun go into Pisces this week too. So we have that full moon, and then the sun goes into Pisces, which gives us a whole new version of the story, because he shifts and he says, okay, now Jupiter. And then the other thing I thought was really interesting, Heather, I don't know if you noticed it, but Mars and Venus met up this week in Capricorn. Mars is going over Venus, and so they're meeting up now, but then they're meeting up again on March 6th when Venus meets up with Mars, because right now he's moving faster than she is because she's still coming out of her retrograde. So I have never seen Venus and Mars meet up in Capricorn and then meet up, well, meet up in a sign and then another sign like 3 weeks later. So I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's over 6 weeks of them being conjunct within Aura. That's a long time, you know, which could be juicy if in a good relationship. I'm noticing some real volatility in difficult relationships. I'm just asking people, again, that can add to the controllingness that we feel around Valentine's Day, where I want my love like this, a specific way, and instead of how do you just love each other's work in the world, love each other for what they offer, not what you want them to offer, like really watch the control issues around love. And affection.
Yeah.
And appreciation.
I think I hear you. Yeah, and I think that piece of it is like, all right, so what are we doing? Because also, you know, Mercury was just on Pluto last week, and Pluto is also trining the nodes this week, which happens once every 29 years. So when that happens, you know, please trining the North Node in Taurus, sextiling the South Node, so he's like, okay, so what do you have to jettison? What do you have? What ballast do you have to unload? And I remember being on like an air balloon. We were ballooning in Africa, actually, and we went up at sunrise, then a champagne picnic on the on the plains on the Masai Mara, the big plains of Africa.
Wow.
But they would throw the bags out of the balloon. And then it would shoot up, and I'm not particularly good in airplanes or flying. And I did sign up for this because it sounded fun, you know, flying in a balloon and watching the animals in the distance across the veld, you know. But I remember as they were throwing the balloons out or the ballast out of the balloon, I was like, so, like, how are we getting down? And so the energy, you know, with Pluto sextiling the South Node, is like, how are we getting out of this again? Like, what's happening? And we're also going to have the sun come to square the nodes, which is a situation when we have it in a natal chart. It's called the bends. And it, you know, it often means that the person has to make choices. You know, they're always, whenever that planet is presented, whenever that planet activates, it looks at the nodes and it goes, okay, I have to make a choice here. So this week, as the sun comes in to square the nodes of fate, we're all going to be asked, well, so, like, what are your choices? You know, what are you choosing? Why are you choosing that, actually? So I think it's an interesting week for us on many fronts, you know, depending on whether you're working it out in a relationship or you're working on what are you throwing overboard so that letting go of so your balloon can go higher. And with Pluto trining the North Node, it is very accelerating. I mean, I just feel, well, one, we have all the planets going direct now till May. So it's it feels very accelerated, which it is, and there's a lot of energy around Zoom, Zoom. Yeah. So it was fun. We did get the balloon down. Obviously, I lived to tell the tale. So, but it was kind of one of those, what are you throwing those things overboard for? all good.
What a memory, huh?
Huh? Yeah.
And, speaking of the best Valentines, how are your kittens?
Oh, they're really cute. So we moved them. We moved the crate a little bit because my sister's visiting for the week while her husband's in Miami working. So
came
down for Super Bowl. And then last night, you know, so she can get in and out of the second bedroom was the nursery, but the crate is huge. So we moved the crate into my bedroom because there's only one bed in there and there's two beds in the second bedroom. So Betty's in the bedroom. And the kittens are cute. They're getting really big. I mean, you know, compared to, like, they were the size of thumbs when they came out, and now they're, like, little pudgy little things. They're very funny. And Lou Grant is always climbing on top of Murray, you know. He always used to yell at Murray. And everybody that wrote and go, who's Mary? Who's Mary? I'm like, whoever adopts the kittens is Mary, because she gets to take home one of the people in the cast. So, but Betty is a very good mama. She's doing a great job.
Excellent.
Everybody's eyes are open. My cleaning lady commented that, you know, she has 10 puppies that she's raising with her roommate. She goes, they're so much cleaner than puppies. Betty gets rid of the waste products. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're having fun with the kittens. And so they're just really starting to get a little mobile, so that's kind of cool. And everybody's eyes are open, so that's cool. And, yeah, so forward we go. Through the second week they open their eyes, and then the third week they get mobile, and then I guess they get to come out of the crate week four. I'm still, you know, in, okay, now we're doing this, you know, this week, you know, so I'm in
mm-hmm.
in being instructed as a foster mother. I don't know the long-term plan, except ultimately everybody leaves unless I decide to keep somebody. But so, yeah, so it's good. We're having fun, and it's definitely, kittens are quite cute. They're very little mm-hmm. bundles, and when they cry, man, does she come over. Like, I was holding Rhoda before, and Rhoda's a talker, so she's like, rah, 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 and Betty's, like, looking at me like, what are you doing? So I'm like, well, come on up. So Betty hops up, and Rhoda runs over to her, and Betty's licking her, and, you know, we're all happy. So
oh, wonderful.
She's very territorial, old mama girl is. So
mm-hmm.
fierce and brave. She's a good mom. So
excellent. And
yeah.
And that feeling of our furry family, you know,
mm-hmm,
my dogs are particularly affectionate this morning, and I really appreciate them. They're
yeah.
behaving mm-hmm. in good ways when they know Mama's a bit moody. So
yeah.
is our animals can come through and often are our very first Valentines.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny because I these little aphorisms I cite out at different points. So I said to my brother, was like, well, you know, dog has got backwards. They just love us. And he looked
mm-hmm.
at me and he goes,
mm-hmm.
I never thought of it like that before. And I'm like, yeah. No, they just love us. Now, cats, not mm-hmm. so much, because they were royalty in Egypt.
Right,
and they
have not forgotten that.
They have not forgotten it, and we are their servants. But dogs, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, so it's good. But, yeah, animals really brighten, at least in my land, they've always brightened my life. So it's fun to have kids.
So by Friday, the sun will be heading into Pisces. And
yes.
we head into the very last season, last month of the year. And, you know, it's normally, I think, a time of dreaming, that we go from Aquarian ideals. You know, we do our family work around Capricorn, around the winter holidays. Then we dream and philosophize while the sun is in Aquarius and kind of catch up with our family and friends and do things. And then on we have, you know, the moon goes into Pisces, and we can really dream about the next year. And it's important to dream about our possibilities, because then when the sun goes into Aries, we want to take action. And if we don't know what we're taking action for, we can just run around like a chicken with our heads cut off and not have a dream, not that we're going to work towards. But you often see that, you know, people talk philosophy when the sun's in Aquarius. They, you know, start dreaming, and they kind of vision it when the sun's in Pisces, and then the revolution hits. Then everybody starts acting out when the sun goes into Aries, and then that revolution, you know, builds momentum, and either it peters out or it starts to really build momentum when the sun is in Taurus. But we can mm-hmm. it can be political revolution, or it can be building our garden. We can be dreaming it now and buying the seed catalogs and then starting our plants, you know, when in the seeds indoors, when the sun goes into Aries, but we choose a fertile moon sign with either moon and earth or water, and then in they go into the ground when the sun goes into Taurus. It could be many different ways you want to play with that metaphor.
And it's very active right now, because everybody's really feeling like, I need to do something. I need to plant something. Mm-hmm. I need to grow. And, then, of course, Ceres is in Gemini just
mm-hmm.
recently on the node in Taurus. But mm-hmm. Gemini, I always think of as that, how many zucchinis this year? How many eggplants? What are we planting? Why are we planting all that? So there's a lot of kind of happy energy around that moving forward energy. So I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to the year. I think there's a lot of opportunity for all of us to kind of get to new places and try new things. So this year has a lot of potential for, you know, kind of a deep forward energy that we're gonna plant stuff that's really fertile and really is going to grow for a while. So,
that sounds good. I consider that we've lost so much over the last couple of years that it's wonderful to think of something growing forward.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, looking at the Super Bowl audience, which is about 100,000, and think that we've lost over 9 times that amount of people to COVID in the last 2 years.
Wow.
But still, the population is growing because there's just way too many people being born on Earth.
Right.
So do you have any plans coming up, any conferences that you're attending or classes you're teaching?
I am teaching in I'm teaching at OPA in April. They have a conference in April in Tucson, and I'm teaching at ESAR in August. And then I've got
wonderful.
Yeah, some smaller.
And they're
gigs.
Planning to be in person. That's wonderful.
They are planning to be in person, and I'm also speaking at what's that one called? Well, I have another one. And then Omega next fall in September.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I was supposed to do a cruise in March, which got canceled, so it's going to be next January. So those are the kind of open to the public. And then I'm doing some local stuff. You know, I'm doing with the Florida NZGR chapter. And
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's good. Getting out and about, you know. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Good, good. I'm not going to be doing anything in person anytime soon because I'm being a chicken. I've canceled a few of my gigs because just going to give it a little bit more time before I'm comfortable traveling. But
yeah.
I am releasing some meditations with the planets, working on the feeling of kind of calling in the medicine of Venus and Mars and getting to know the planets through meditation. That's coming out on Wednesday.
And oh, neat. Is that through Hay House?
Through Hay House, some planetary meditations. And they have kind of a cool process where you can, you know, you enter their meditations club, and then they send out meditations on a regular basis, various different kinds that you can keep or just listen to. And so this is going to be part
really
of their
neat.
Series.
Mm-hmm. I like their stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And that's tied to, and talk about your tarot deck, too, because that's tied to the tarot deck.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's my Star Codes astro deck that people can use both to learn the terms of astrology and to use it as an oracle divination deck, which people are seeming to enjoy, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, it's a beautiful deck. So I encourage people. And where do they find it, Ms. Heather?
They can find it on straight from Hay House is the best price at the moment, but you can also get it on Barnes & Noble or on Amazon or bookshop.com, those places.
Very nice, very nice. Cool. Do you want to take a caller?
Yes, let's take a caller. You want me to find one or you want
to
take one?
Okay. No,
does anybody want to raise their hands? Okay, I see one here. Hello, area code 949-872. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Ann. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. So I'm calling to give you an update, actually. So I called in before.
And your birth information, just so that we can work on it together? We can look at it together?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry. February 19th, 1975.
To 1975, yes, and time.
4:04 p.m. in Huntington Park, California.
And give us your update.
So I was looking for a job, and I had been at my present job for 10 years, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I was just like, oh my gosh, I know I need to shift. Something has to change. And every direction that I went, it was a no. And it, I'd knock on a door and it wouldn't open. And I'd knock on another door and it wouldn't open. So, and well, I called in and you all read my chart. And so, I believe in summary, Anne said there were two options and it would be the one I would move for. Well, I haven't moved, but there are actually two options. The other thing that, so this is interesting. And the other thing she said was I have a really Western chart and I had to be invited. This is correct. Mm-hmm. So my present employer there's a new VP in my department, and I was invited to interview for two different director roles.
Okay.
And so
in the same company, but in a different role.
Yeah. So just moving up.
And Uranus is at exact square to your ascendant now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good time from your house of career, so it's a real an opportunity to transform and change your situation based on your job and your self-identity based on your job. So it's very exciting. And with it brings new people, it looks like.
Yes, a lot of people. So I'm now over a team of 16, and it's really cool. So I just wanted to give you an update. And it was funny because you guys said it was going to be two months or so, right on time.
Excellent. Yay. Thank you very much for the feedback, and congratulations on your good new job. Have you started it already?
So I moved into it January 1st, and it's been a really good move, and it feels like a different company. I was so frustrated, and I feel like I'm working for a completely different company. It's just
fabulous.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so wonderful. I'm so grateful. So thank you for
just getting started on this new section. So good luck.
Yeah. So what? Thank you. So one question: what would be your best advice for me going into this new role?
Well, you're already in it, right?
Yes. Yes.
And Anne, what are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing, you know, it looks very lovely, you know, on multiple levels for you because you've got Saturn in the seventh. So there's a great book I recommend to people. I think it's like the 90 days to learning how to do things. So it's the first 30 days is observing, and then you do 30 days of kind of figuring out, you know, what actually you want to change, and then the last 30 days you implement. And it's an excellent book. I got it referred to me by one of my power, you know, climber clients. And I recommend that book because it's kind of a nice, it also invites everybody to give you ideas about what they want to do or what they think would work. And, of course, with your Mars and Capricorn down there in the sixth house, a lot of the people have ideas that I think they haven't been heard. So they're going to be really looking forward to kind of having an opportunity to, you know, kind of express things. So I think it's an excellent time. And I love that book for helping, you know, kind of, you know, you start the job, you assess, and you don't act on things, and then you work with them, and then you implement. And it kind of gets... Heather, what do you see?
I agree that there is intense listening. You know, you having a Mercury return as Mercury heads into Aquarius. Neptune is in an exact sextile to that Mars in your sixth house in Capricorn, so you're feeling receptive and can learn from the imagination of the people that work underneath you, sixth house. The Sun this weekend heads into Pisces, conjuncts your Sun, you know, for your birthday, and that their Sun is in the seventh house of listening to other people, so that's really lighting up your inner world. Your progressed moon is 6 degrees of Pisces. Again, listen for just the right changes to make.
Okay.
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. I don't know what your name is, but Huntington Park, California. Happy birthday to you. Yay! And many. Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, I think it's great week. And I do really love the Jupiter return, because you're going to have that in April on your Jupiter-Venus. So I think you're going to really found a home, you know, a home you can really nest in. So congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the birthday song. Best birthday ever. So thank you.
Birthday's coming in. Great sign. Great new job to start the birthday year with. Always good. So
it
right,
looks
so.
Like we're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Ann Ortley signing off from
the Boys
Desk. Overlooking
and Heather Rowan Robbins from Ronan, Montana. May you have a wonderful week, everybody. And thank
and
you for being our Valentine's.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.